Welcome to this deep dive, and today we're going to be exploring some tech that you might not have thought much about, but is super crucial to the shipping industry.
Okay.
Floating dock draft control systems.
Okay.
So you know those massive platforms that can lift entire ships out of the water?
Right.
Well, safely managing those giants requires incredible precision, and that's where things get really interesting for this episode.
I can imagine, yeah.
We've got a stack of technical proposals and descriptions here from a company called Beconit about their system B control, and let me tell you, it's way more clever than I ever imagined.
Yeah, it's a fascinating blend of engineering and physics, for sure. We're talking about structures that have to withstand incredible forces and constantly adapt to changing conditions.
Okay, so before we get into the nuts and bolts of how this B control system works, can you kind of paint a picture for us?
Sure.
Why is draft control so vital when we're talking about these massive floating docks?
Imagine a shipyard with these huge platforms bobbing in the water, some longer than two football fields.
Wow.
To get a ship onto one, you have to carefully submerge the dock to let the vessel float in. Then you raise it just enough to lift the ship clear of the water for repairs or maintenance. If the dock goes too deep, what's called overdrafting, you could damage the dock itself or even worse, the ship,
Right.
too shallow, and you risk instability or making it impossible to work on the vessel.
So it's like a giant balancing act with potentially million-dollar consequences if you get it wrong.
Exactly, and that's where a draft control system like B Control comes in. It gives operators real-time information about how deep the dock is sitting in the water, how much it's bending or twisting under the weight of the ship, all with accuracy down to 2.4 centimeters.
2.4 centimeters. That's incredible. What kind of technology can make those kinds of measurements on something so massive?
The key is a network of hydrostatic pressure sensors, typically three on each side of the dock.
Okay.
They're strategically placed along the keel, and they're incredibly tough, made of stainless steel or titanium, to withstand that harsh marine environment.
So these sensors are basically constantly measuring the water pressure at different points along the dock.
Yeah.
But how does that translate into knowing exactly how deep each part of the dock is?
It's all about the relationship between water pressure and depth. The deeper you go, the higher the pressure B control takes those pressure readings from the sensors and, through some clever calculations, uses them to determine the precise depth of each section of the dock. It's like having a digital ruler constantly measuring the distance between the dock and the seabed.
Okay, that makes sense. But the documents also mention measuring deflection and torsion. I'm
Right.
trying to picture how those come into play.
Think of it this way. When a ship sits on the dock, it's going to cause some bending or deflection,
Yeah.
depending on how the weight is distributed. Torsion, on the other hand, is about twisting.
Gotcha.
Both of these can put stress on the dock structure, so monitoring them is crucial for safety.
So how does B control measure something as subtle as bending or twisting, especially on a structure that's constantly moving with the waves?
The deflection B control compares the actual draft at the center of the dock with a theoretical center draft calculated from the bow and stern drafts.
Okay.
Any difference indicates bending. They actually use two separate calculation methods for redundancy, just to be extra safe.
Oh, wow.
As for torsion, it uses geometry. The system constantly checks if the four main draft readings, bow port, bow starboard, stern port, stern starboard, all lie on the same plane.
Okay.
Any deviation means the dock is twisting.
Wow. So it's like B control is giving the dock a digital nervous system, allowing it to feel these stresses and strains. That must be a huge amount of data to process.
It is, and that's where the controllers and the CPU come in. They're the brains of the operation.
Right.
All the data from the sensors gets sent there for real-time processing. This allows for constant monitoring and control of the dock's position. And here's something that might surprise you. The system is designed to work independently,
Okay.
but it can also be connected to the internet for remote monitoring and sending alerts.
So you could theoretically monitor a floating dock in, say, Australia from an office in London.
Exactly. It opens up some really interesting possibilities for collaboration and support.
I'm already imagining those tension-filled moments in the control room. Someone staring at a screen with a live feed of a massive ship being carefully maneuvered onto a dock thousands of miles away. But surely they don't need to be rocket scientists to interpret all that data, right?
You don't need a PhD in physics to operate B Control. Beconit has designed a user-friendly interface that displays all this complex information in an easy-to-understand way. Think of it like a dashboard in a car. You don't need to know how the engine works to understand your speed or fuel level.
So someone in the control room can quickly see things like the current draft readings,
Right.
any alerts, and make adjustments as needed.
Yeah.
But what kind of adjustments are we talking about? How do they actually control the dock's position?
The primary way to adjust a floating dock's draft is through ballasting. adding or removing water from tanks within the dock structure to change its buoyancy, the operators use the real-time data from B-Control to determine how much ballast is needed and where to adjust it to achieve the desired draft and stability.
So it's like a giant, very sophisticated seesaw.
Pretty much, yeah.
Now that we've got a handle on how this system works, let's get a little more practical.
Okay.
What's involved in actually installing this network of sensors and technology?
It's a collaborative effort between Beaconet and the shipyard. The sensors are placed within guide tubes that run down to the dock's keel. Then there's running communication cables, ensuring a reliable power supply, and setting up the control system in the control room. It's a pretty involved process.
So no weekend DIY project then?
Definitely not. But all that effort is worth it when you consider the benefits in terms of safety and efficiency.
Speaking of effort, what about maintenance? These sensors are constantly submerged in seawater. They can't be good for their longevity, right?
You're absolutely right. Seawater is a harsh environment, and those sensors are prone to attracting marine growth like barnacles and algae.
Oh, yuck.
They can interfere with the readings, which is why Beaconet recommends semi-annual maintenance to clean the sensors and make sure they're working properly.
So someone has to go down there and scrub those sensors every 6 months?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why every 6 months? Is that just a number they pulled out of a hat?
It's based on typical marine growth rates in the environments where these docks operate. Waiting longer could mean inaccurate readings and potentially unsafe conditions. Of course, the exact frequency might vary depending on the location and other factors, but 6 months is a good general guideline.
That makes sense. You need to strike a balance between keeping the sensors clean and minimizing disruption to the shipyard's operations.
Right.
So Beaconet installs the system, but do they just leave the shipyard to handle everything after that?
Not at all. They provide training to the shipyard staff on how to do this maintenance and how to calibrate the system using manual draft measurements. They want to make sure the people using the system on a daily basis understand how it works and how to keep it running smoothly.
Okay, so they're really providing a full service here, not just dropping off a box of tech and saying good luck.
Exactly.
Now that we've seen how Beaconet helps with the nuts and bolts of keeping these sensors working, let's zoom out a bit. What else can this B-Control system do? The documents hinted at some pretty advanced capabilities.
That's where things get really interesting. Remember how we talked about the system being able to connect to the internet? Well, that opens the door for remote monitoring experts from Beaconet could access the system from anywhere in the world, helping with troubleshooting or even just monitoring performance.
So it's like having a virtual expert on call 24/7. What are some other benefits of being able to connect this system to the wider world?
Well, there's data logging. B-Control can keep track of the dock's performance over time, which allows you to analyze trends and potentially even predict issues before they arise.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the possibility of integration with other platforms like weather forecasting services or something called the Automatic Identification System, or AIS.
Hold on, backing up a bit, AIS. What is that and why would you want to connect it to a floating dock?
AIS is essentially a tracking system for ships. It transmits information about a vessel's identity, position, course, and speed. Integrating it with B-Control means the dock operators would know exactly when a ship is approaching and could proactively prepare for its arrival.
That sounds incredibly helpful.
Yeah.
Instead of reacting to a ship showing up, they can be ready ahead of time, making the whole docking process smoother and more efficient. And you mentioned weather data. How does that fit into the picture?
If you know a big storm is coming, you can use that information to adjust the dock's position or even delay operations to ensure safety. It's all about using data to make smarter decisions and minimize risk.
This is blowing my mind. We started with a system for measuring how deep a floating dock is sitting in the water, and now we're talking about connecting it to global networks and using data to predict the future. It sounds like B-Control is a lot more than just a simple depth gauge.
It's a perfect example of how seemingly simple technologies can have incredibly far-reaching applications when combined with clever engineering and data analysis, and we've only just scratched the surface.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. What else can this system do? I'm ready to go even deeper down this rabbit hole.
Well, you mentioned predicting the future. Remember that data logging capability we talked about? That opens the door for some really exciting things with AI-powered predictive analytics.
AI. Okay, now you've really piqued my curiosity. How could artificial intelligence be used with a system like this?
Imagine using all that historical data on the dock's performance combined with real-time sensor data and external factors like weather to predict when maintenance might be needed. You could even potentially identify structural issues before they become major problems.
That's like taking preventative maintenance to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Instead of reacting to problems, you're staying ahead of the game and potentially avoiding costly downtime, and maybe even preventing accidents before they happen.
Exactly. And here's another fascinating aspect of B-Control. It's incredibly flexible. It's not limited to just the specific sensors and configurations we've talked about. It can handle different types of sensors and be adapted to different dock designs and environments.
So B-Control isn't just a one-size-fits-all solution. It's a platform that can be tailored to meet the specific needs of different shipyards and even potentially used for applications beyond floating docks.
You're getting it. And that adaptability is a huge part of what makes this technology so intriguing. It has the potential to transform not just the way we manage floating docks, but also how we approach monitoring and control in a wide range of industries.
I'm sensing a theme here of efficiency, safety, and thinking ahead. All things that are incredibly valuable in an industry like shipbuilding, where time is money and the stakes are high. But before we get too carried away dreaming about the future, let's take a step back and make sure we've got a good grasp of the basics.
That sounds like a good plan. Let's recap what we've learned so far about how B control actually works on a practical level.
We started with the fundamental question of why draft control is so crucial for floating docks.
Right.
It's all about maintaining the right depth to ensure the safety of both the dock and the vessels it's handling.
Exactly. And then we dug into the clever ways B control uses hydrostatic pressure sensors, a digital inclinometer, and some powerful processing to achieve that level of control. We even got into the details of how it measures not just draft, but also deflection and torsion, providing a complete picture of how the dock is behaving in real time.
We also talked about the importance of those 6-monthly checkups for the sensors to keep them free of marine growth. It's a good reminder that even the most sophisticated technology needs some hands-on care in the real world. And of course, we couldn't resist getting a little excited about the possibilities for remote monitoring data logging, integrating with external platforms like weather forecasts and the AIS system, and even AI-powered predictive analytics. The possibilities are pretty mind-blowing.
It's amazing to think that something that started with the seemingly simple goal of keeping a floating dock level could have such far-reaching implications.
I'm already eager to dive deeper into those implications, but before we do, I think it's time for a quick break. When we come back, we'll explore some of the more advanced capabilities of B control and discuss what it might mean for the future of maritime operations. Stay tuned.